Today in the Danger Room, digital relaxations, Roman steps in as we talk about mental health and podcasting and our favorite hobbies. It's going to be a blast. Enjoy.
Here's what happened.
Incredible power!
I had a real good detox food last night. That went through me, right? Ugh. And this morning I had some baking soda water. And that guy stuff, right? And then and then I'm about to do my yoga session. And then I'm thinking about the meeting today. I'm like, oh, wait a minute. 1 o'clock his time is going to be fucked. Oh, I'm fucking. Oh, shit, I'm late. I'm like, oh, fuck. So it's good.
Yeah, I thought
lucky
I was late
too. Lucky it popped in my brain. I've been doing all my session while you waiting and shit. How you doing, brother?
I'm doing good, man.
Man. So let me pump my volume up so I can hear you better.
Yeah.
All right. So tell me a little bit about yourself. What's good?
Now I don't even know where to begin about myself. It's a lot. It's a lot, but it's not a lot. I don't know. I'm a simple man.
tell me what brought you to the world of podcasting.
All right. Podcasting. This was something that probably like it always been in the background, like not throughout my life, but like at a certain point in my life, you start seeing it. And I didn't really get it until there was a content creator that I was watching, and like he was doing regular YouTube channels, and then one day I saw one video he uploaded was like real long. I'm like, what's this? So I clicked on it. I'm like, oh, it's a podcast. I'm like, I don't really want to, cause like the background video was just random gameplay stuff, so it wasn't really nothing like to look at. So I was like, I ain't gonna sit here and just listen to you guys talk. So like, I was off on it until like I would say probably year or so later. I was already in college at this time, and this is when I was going through my like changes of things that I was like watching or listening to. So I was getting into different things at that point. So I was looking, I was seeing like, oh, these dudes like still going, like they like 30 episodes in now. I'm like, all right, let me see what's so good about this. So I just started listening to it, and I'm like, oh, so he's talking about video games and all of that, but like their chemistry and their bond, I'm like, it's dope. So I was like, all right, I can get into this. And I started listening to more podcasts. And I would say probably around 2016,
okay,
I decided that I would want to do one myself. But I don't know if I could do one myself by myself, because like I'm not really outspoken like that. So like I wanted a co-host, but two people that I had in mind couldn't because of scheduling and whatnot. So I held off onto it until 2020.
Okay.
I finally got someone who was willing to do it with me. Yeah, we did it, but it only lasted for like a few months, and then because we started clashing with ideas and whatnot.
Right.
So we ended that one. But by that time, I was like, all right, I already got a feeling for it. I think I can do this by myself. And then I eventually went into mine, and I am.
Well, that's good, man. You have to like go yourself, man. Sometimes it is better to do it yourself, just so that when things like your partners or whatever, it doesn't work out, you're still able to go. But you learn from those lessons of teaming up with people, you know, what you want to talk about, how it's going to work out, timing schedules, things of that nature.
Yeah.
The whole clashes of minds. Like I've been doing music for like, a long time. a long time. I would say actively since like early 2000, right?
Yeah.
And I've gone through the ups and downs, just like any type of artist and or business. And I've been with multiple groups and partners and things of that nature, and clashing in the minds and ideas.
Yeah.
But the one thing to always stay consistent is technically that need to share your voice. And so that's why I'm like, when you were telling me your story just now, like, yeah, you really wanted to share your voice no matter how you got there. Yeah. It's always the journey. You heard it, from you heard it being like, I'm gonna try it out, and then you said, if I can't do it this, you went through all those steps, but you kept going because it was something in you.
Yeah.
You wanted to say, you had to say. Yeah. And if it didn't say, it's gonna drive you insane.
Basically.
But today I wanted to get into, like, pretty much we kind of like segue into it in a way. I really wanted to like talk about like mental health and podcasting and things of that nature, because I believe that talking and getting your voice out is a good thing. And it doesn't even have to be like straight up mental health. It can be about video games. It can be about the day-to-day of what happens. It could be just anything that's getting your mind to work, and if you will, and think about the process of life. Because some people just sit in one. Are you familiar with the Hermetic principles?
No, not.
Like there, it's like the seven Hermetic principles. I want to share with you, if I can. Want to like mess up the screens or whatever. I gotta do a rough setup, but off the top of my head, this is one of the principles. It goes, everything is at motion, nothing's at rest. So it's like pretty much from the biggest thing, like you doing moves in life, you know, I'm making moves, to the smallest thing, like this Las Vegas clip thing that's on my desk for some reason. That's moving. And it's moving, even if it sat there all day, it's moving because it's deteriorating. You know, the atoms of the oxygen is hitting it and it's dying, whatever. And I look at that in the terms of life with everything that we do. Like, if you actually do stop moving, trying to make moves mentally, physically, emotionally, whatever, I think that's when you transcend to the next level, both good and bad, you know?
Yeah. I think that's similar to like when I finally kind of reached my breaking point, I guess, to when I finally started like accepting my situation and started making myself better, I guess, was when I finally just stopped on everything I was doing. Like, I wasn't really talking to the people that I usually talk to no more. I wasn't watching the things I was watching. My hobbies wasn't interesting to me. So I just stopped on everything and just spent time with myself. And I was like, the fact that I can do it now, because before I used to hate spending time with myself, I used to always need some distraction or something. So I was like, oh, I can do this. All right.
You can.
Yeah.
I listened to your podcast that one time that when I was listening, like, oh man, like he has that vibe. You're just letting out your day. Like, I was like, bet, you know, that's how you do, because it's like practicing martial arts. You go to a martial arts class, you don't know what you're going to do. You know how to throw a punch and a kick, but you may not know how to throw it well. But eventually, the days and the years that you spend doing those martial arts, that martial arts class, you will develop some type of structure.
Yeah.
And you, your structure, I like your structure. Your structure is pretty much you. I can tell it right now. You're just calm, you're smooth. I'm just going to talk about my day, things I see, things happen to me and everything. But so what are you into in terms of pop culture?
I mean, mainly video games, anime. I'm trying to get back into like watching shows and stuff. Like, I've been having like this confliction with watching shows, mainly live action shows, because either like they would cancel or something, or maybe I watched them too late, and so by the time I was like, it's like kind of dead. One of my favorite shows that I didn't catch on to it late. I caught on to it when it was still new, but when I finally we went back to like rewatch it again. I found out like what happened to it. It's called The 4400.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. So, and that's like one of my favorite shows ever. And then to realize that it just ends.
This is no, it.
Yeah. It's like I said this before. Like this is a show that I want to recommend to people, but I hate it because like I feel you're gonna love it, but. It's not gonna end.
Like it's just gonna boop.
Yeah, it's just gonna be left on the biggest cliffhanger. That's it.
Yeah, man. I remember watching that show when it was live, you know, like yeah. as it came out. I'm like, man, this show is fantastic. It's great. You know they came out with a spinoff or a remake.
Yeah, I saw that and I heard it wasn't really good.
I couldn't watch it either. I'm like, nah, fool me once. Yeah. But are you a comic book reader?
Not comic book. I read manga here and there.
Okay, there's this comic book by J. Michael Straczynski. I always butcher his last name. But it came out roughly maybe 3 to 4 years before the 4400. And in my opinion, it's pretty much the same premise, except more superhero like. And it's like this town, this meteorite comes, smashes into this town, whatever. And everybody who was having sex at that time, their kids develop powers. And so they all have powers and the government takes over them. But it has that same 4400 vibe. I'm like, because there's only a certain amount of people that develop power. Yeah. So I'm like, man, it kind of like reminds me of 4400, man. It's called Rising Stars. Like, look it up, man. It's like one of the best. I'm hoping, out of all the comic books they make, I hope they turn that into a TV show. Like, that shit would be fire. But earlier you mentioned that you wasn't feeling, you just wasn't feeling your hobbies and stuff. I fucked with that because, like, I'm just now getting out of that. Like, I wasn't feeling my hobbies is video games and comic books and pop culture as a whole.
Yeah.
I just love consuming all this anime, everything. It's like, that's my thing. I think what it was for me was I seen it all before. Like, I consumed all this stuff that I needed to consume. And now, anything that comes out, it needs to be not like the stuff I already read or watched.
Yeah.
You know, it's like this conversation I had with this guy at this bar one time. He listened to rock, and I listened to rap. I grew up listening to rap. He grew up listening to rock. Now I listen to mostly rock. He says he listened mostly to rap. And we were like, isn't that weird? He's like, yeah. It's like, and I was like giving him artists to listen to. He was giving me artists to listen to. He said the same thing. He's like, I listen to all the rock there is. And like, I listen to all the rap there is. It's like, there's no new rap artist that's going to like blow my mind. I mean, I'm not gonna say like, I shouldn't say there's not. There's gonna be some like for example, Run the Jewels. I love Run the Jewels, but they're from my era. They're from my era. They just updated their style.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I that's when you said that. I was like, do you find that to be the same thing?
Yes, and it was also because of mental health. I realized finally dealing with it, I started to realize how I look at myself during that time. So I realized like every time I was playing video games, it was mostly because I was playing with my friends. So it was just escape, I guess. So to go back to like, playing video games for fun, that's where like it wasn't there no more. Like I put on a game, I played like two games and I'm like, all right, I'm done. It was like, if my friends ain't online, I don't even play for that long.
It was then, okay.
Yeah, and then same thing with like watching shows. The thing with even with anime, because I can't watch too much anime like back to back. Like I know my cousin does that. Like I can't do it. Like because like you say, you see one, you seen it all. Like everyone always like hyping certain animes up. Like oh, this new anime came out. And I feel like eh. And then once I give it a shot, and I'm like, all right, this just don't seem like what you guys are hyping it up. So I like to be real selective with what I watch now. Like,
exactly.
If I'm in the mood for a certain genre, I search up the genre, see a bunch of animes. Like, all right, okay, that sounds cool. It's a high, like, it got high ratings, but nobody's talking about it. I'm like, all right, I'm gonna watch it. So it's like, yeah. The same thing about, funny enough, with movies. Recently, I just actually did a podcast recently. It's gonna come out soon with my friend. Me and him bonded over, because he's from the UK.
Okay.
And we bonded over me actually watching some movies that he knows of, and he didn't think that I would know it. Cause I was like bored of watching everything here. So I was on Netflix and I was on like the international section.
Right,
so,
right.
So I was like, oh, what's this? So I was watching a whole bunch of films, and then we finally met. And then I like, we brought it up. Like, oh, like he wasn't expecting this. So, like, yeah, it's like, just, I can't keep doing the same thing over. Like, I always gotta keep finding new things.
Those international films or TV shows be fire sometimes. Yeah. Like, what is this? Oh, this is blowing my mind. Like, I haven't really got to watch it fully because I need to consume all at once as a whole. And like, I feel like if I'm watching a movie that's only subtitles, I'm like, I have to read the words and then look up, and I might miss something. I don't know how people do it, like read the words, look up. It's like
special abilities.
You're missing something. I feel like I'm missing something. But it might be something in the background that's only on the screen for like a fraction of a second. And that's like the plot of the whole show.
Missing all the Easter eggs.
Yeah, exactly. I don't want to go back. Like the show Dark. Like, I want to watch that show, but like, it's only in subtitles. Damn it. And it's about time travel. Crap. I love time travel. But there's that new show that's out. It's American. Like, it's American. It's that show called From. Have you heard it?
Have not.
OMG. Now here's the caveat of it though, because it's like the whole thing with the 4400. It's from the creators of Lost. And you're like, I mean, Lost is good, but you guys went boom. So it's called From, and it stars, I forgot his name, but he was in a few episodes of Lost, and he was also in The Walking Dead, and he was also in The Matrix. He was the replacement pilot in Matrix 2.
I know who you're talking about.
Yeah, that guy. So, yeah, I forgot his name. So he's the lead character, or one of the lead characters in the show From. And to not spoil anything from you, it's a show about, again, a small town that, in my opinion, is cut off, because I don't know yet. In my opinion, just cut off from the rest of the world, and by some means, and they're being bombarded by entities that kills them. And I'm just like, what? That first episode, this is me. So like, I'm like, it's right now, it's gaining buzz because it's only been out for like, it's March. It's only had 6 episodes out right now. So I'm like, all right, From. But yeah, I feel you on these shows. It's the mental health thing when it came to, for me, was, for me personally, it started with like the dissolution of my marriage. Yeah. So I was like, so it was like, some people like, oh, it's just a breakup. Like, nah, man, divorce is way different.
Yeah.
it's way heavier. And for that, it was like everything that I put into it, because all your happiness in relationships, as a whole, all your happiness goes into that relationship, and you're just spending your entire time like, all right, I'm gonna make this is it now. And then when it dies,
yeah,
a part of yourself dies. It's like, oh shit. And so I was like, I had gained like 500 pounds. I was 500, yeah, 500 plus. And I was just like, not really noticing, but I was going through the day-to-day. I was going through the day-to-day of, because like I said, I was being in the music world for like some time, so I was like doing the whole graphic design and doing all this other stuff just to keep my mind busy or active, if you will. But in the background, I'm still like following up. That's like the same with you. You're playing those video games for like 1 or 2 hours, but it's like that part of you is gone.
Yeah,
it's ripped from you. It's like, and now you have to like find a way to enjoy that without needing that that thing that you once had.
Yeah.
Like, do you play video games now?
Yeah, definitely. I'm at the point now where I had, I guess, a second moment of that, because we started doing the thing like we all play one game and we on that one game for like a few years. Every day we do it to another game. And I'm like, bro, like, I be sitting here like, there's so much games I'm missing. Now I'm always just playing 2 games. Like, so I'm finally starting to expand myself again and play more games and play more single player games. Like, I'm trying to back off of multiplayer games too, because that was just,
Yeah, multiplayer games, it's a little, I would say it's a little toxic in terms of if it's like the Call of Duty type stuff.
Yeah.
Because all you're doing is just fighting each other. You're not really doing any type of co-op, you know? No cooperation.
Just outplaying each other.
Exactly.
If your teammate is something bad, you yelling at your teammate and y'all fighting each other. I'm like, bro.
there's no camaraderie in that. It's lost that. I mean, I really hope that they find that new realm. It'll come back, the multiplayer. I'm not saying it's dying, because it's clearly not. Yeah. But in terms of the camaraderie of it, I hope that comes back somewhere. Are you a VR player?
I have the PlayStation VR, but I barely touched it. I want to get back into it now, honestly.
Yeah, I'm a big fan of VR. I have Oculus. The scrapbook, though, so I'm out of commission for a while. But my cousin, he hit me up. He was like, hey, man, you got the Oculus, right? I was like, of course I do. Like, that's Aspire. He's like, oh, man, but I can't play it because it's scrapped. Like, oh, man, when you get it fixed, let's link up. Because he's like my only cousin that we always been doing multiplayer since, like, early 2000. So... But in the VR world, since we're becoming more and more meta, it's going to like, changes are coming. Your wish is going to happen, where our wishes are going to happen when the camaraderie comes about. Because I keep thinking about, are you up to school with the whole the metaverse and the crypto and all that stuff?
I only know of it. I don't think I was ready. Well, I don't say I was ready. I don't think the gaming world was ready for like VR yet. Mm-hmm. So, but I'm seeing that they finally are trying to get into it. So I don't, maybe, but right now, because like I said, when I touched the PlayStation when I was, man, I enjoy it. So maybe we finally are getting there, so maybe I start paying attention to it more. So
we are definitely there. We're there now. We're in the beta stage. And since you read manga and anime, so I'm just now coming back into the world. And my roommate, before he moved out, he pushed me towards Jujutsu Kaisen. I was like, yo, this show is fire. Just found out the movie's coming out this week, I think
it just came out
yesterday,
because I think my cousin went to go watch it. I don't watch Jujutsu.
Oh.
So, like I said, like everyone said, yo, this the next anime come out, yo, this is hot. So like, yo, yes, the last one, I can't trust y'all no more. So if I watch it, it's gonna take time for me to watch it.
That's how I am when people like, hey man, watch this.
Yeah.
I don't know. Like, I have to watch it myself one day when that suggestion leaves my brain and I happen to come across it.
Yeah.
Some people call it hipster shit. Like, nah, it's just you hype it up too much.
Yeah. Yeah, I got it. I bring me the last time. I'm good.
And then when I go see it, it's not that good. Now I'm mad. A waste of time. But just to give you some clarity of it, if that was a VR game, Jujutsu Kaisen, that would be like the most fierest game ever. Like, that game would be fire. Like, if it was in a VR world, the things you'd be able to do, the infinite expansions and all that stuff, I'd be like, yo. Or hell, I keep saying this, I keep mentioning this all the time. Like, if Yu-Gi-Oh!
Oh God.
Was a freaking VR game, which it is.
Yeah, I think I've seen some Yu-Gi-Oh! VR games.
If they update that more and more, where you can like feel the effects and the world shatters around you, get sent to the Shadow Realm. Oh my God. Oh my God, that'd be so fire. Like, imagine you're just like, oh my God, what do I do? Just, oh, game over. Yeah. But yeah, man, so as far as mental health, how has podcasting actually helped you?
Podcasting? Oh, geez. I don't want to say
podcasting. Or do you feel like it's helping you?
It's helping me, but I don't think it's helping me. Like, I don't know. It's not. It's hard to explain it because, like I said, I'm at the point in my life where I finally got through it, and the podcast became an extra thing because I've been doing, like you said, you've been doing music. I was doing music too, like in 2011.
Okay.
And that was like my first thing, and then gaming was the next thing I started taking serious. So podcasting is like, it's now the later journey. So it's like, but I'm at the point where it's like, I'm not using it for escape. I'm using it to talk about what I've been through and like letting people know that it's all right to go through these things and know there's a way out, because basically what I say, like, I want to be the voice that I didn't have when I was going through it. So that's why I use my podcast. So, but it does, I always enjoy recording. Every time I'm done recording, I always feel good. When I get a guest on there, they always tell, like, they always feel good too. Like, they be hesitant when they start. And then after they've done it, like, oh, they actually enjoy that. I'm like, yeah, like, it's like therapy or something. Like,
it is therapy.
Yeah. So it's good. I enjoy it a lot.
It is like therapy. It's like this podcast I listened to, she was talking about anxiety and stuff. Sometimes you just have to like defrag it outward. I forgot what she said completely, but you just have to like pretty much spit it out, just to get it out. It's like music and it's like dreaming. They say when you dream, that's your brain detoxing, if you will, everything that's went in your day in or life. And when I look at podcasts, I look at it as the same too. So when I bring, for me, I try to, even though I have like somewhat of a motor mouth or whatever, I try to get the people on. And when I get the people on the podcast, I try to get them to be who they are, open up in a way that they probably never would, and do what you just did, telling people like, this is what I want to do. I'm just here just to talk about my day. And if anybody fucks with that, you know, I hope it helped them. That's actually that coincides with music. If you're not making music for a cash cow, music is actually meant to heal people.
Yeah,
it's not meant.
Yeah, exactly. It's not what it did for me. So I was like, you know, I can. Yeah, let me try it.
And exactly.
My friend later on started listening to, like, hey, I really mess with music. I'm like, that's dope. Because not a lot of people really comment on my music, so it's nice to know how someone, it's affected someone. So that gives me enough motivation to keep going. Like.
Yeah. My boy Diesel 5000, he has this one song, I forgot the name of it. He said it was at a concert, one of his shows, and he said after the show this guy came up to him and he said, man, thank you, man. That really helped me, man. I was in a bad place and I was in prison, yada yada yada, X, Y, and Z. Your song, it really touched me to the heart. Like, I really fucks with that. I was like, shit, bro. you helped someone. Like, you know, like, that's all it takes, man. Some people, it takes something from someone else, and they're saying the same thing to go, oh, that's it. That's the thing that's gonna help me. They're saying the exact same thing, but sometimes it's that one person that says it just a little bit different.
Yeah.
You know, that's what people don't understand. So how long you think you're gonna be doing podcasting? Cause since you said you feel like, since you feel like you just got out of it, of your mental thing.
I mean, I have no plan on stopping as of right now. I just want to expand more, honestly. If anything, start other podcasts on different topics and other stuff.
Okay.
I feel like once I started, when I first started this podcast, it was like, yeah, talk about my day and my hobbies and whatnot. And then I slowly started talking about my life and my experiences. So now it's like, I also want to go back into talking about my hobbies and all that more. But I feel like my podcast again, like, I guess I want to separate them now because, yeah, I don't want it to be cluttered.
Well, what you hear right now, talk about your hobby. Let the people know what you about. That way they can, like, go to you when you do make that thing. Tell them what you about. Matter of fact, before you start, what is your name? What is your podcast?
I have a lot of online names, but I made my YouTube channel Digital Relaxation, and that's, like, the brand name I'm going with now.
Okay.
So when I start the podcast, I went with that. So it's Digital Relaxation. The podcast is called Relaxing Thoughts Podcast. And you can find me on YouTube as Digital Relaxation as well. But if it feels comfortable with you, I also go by Roan. That's my rap name.
Okay.
So, and a lot of other people call me Roan too. Because calling someone Digital Relaxation as a name sounds weird. And I never corrected it when I started my podcast. So I call myself that. Yeah.
Like, yeah.
They're like, yes, your host, Digital Relaxation. I'm like, yeah, I don't know.
Sounds like you have many names too. Like, call me Dilemma, David, Mutinous, Mutant. I don't care. I have many names.
Yeah. That's like whatever. But yeah, so there's that. When I was doing my YouTube, I was originally doing like gameplay stuff, walkthroughs, but I started slowly drifting onto like doing like video essays type things. So, because I want to do more talking stuff instead of just playing the game. Because I can't do the whole overreact when I'm playing video games. I'm a focused gamer, so it's like, I'm just saying to chill. Like, cause I was actually streaming Halo the other day, and I caught myself for the first time. Like, oh, I'm not even talking to you right now. Like, I'm just sitting here just gaming.
Like, oh, you guys are here.
Oh, I'm live. My bad. So, yeah, I'm just gonna, yeah. So I can't even, like, I'm trying to stream games more, but like, it gotta be games that I feel like I know I could probably talk more. Like,
You streaming off of Twitch?
Yeah, I'm on Twitch.
I found my segue for that to kind of fix is to use these online apps, if you will. Let me look at them real quick so I can give you the right names. Have you heard of Stream Elements?
I heard of it, yes.
Utilize that. So take a day and just make your, and just plan your next stream to like have those elements pop up. That way, when you do get caught up in the not talking, you have those automated bots that just pop up and ask your watchers questions, or they have like mini games or all types of stuff. I found that to be very, very helpful. Because I'm the same way. I'm like, yeah, dope.
I'm just saying they're focused.
I'm just focused. All right, so the hobbies, what are they?
So yeah, aside from playing video games, I mentioned also music and anime for the most part. I do be watching stuff on YouTube. I watch other people stream. I listen to other podcasts.
What about when you said video essays? What does that pertain to? What does that mean?
So one I did was I talked about my favorite era in the Sonic franchise, which is the 3D game era, which I talked about Sonic Adventure 1, 2, and Heroes. I wanted to put 06 in there, but I couldn't record the footage, so whatever. But I talked about, basically I broke down each game one by one about what this game was about and then why I enjoyed it. And then I talked about the overall, like there is a, like a story behind all of them.
Okay.
So it's just basically me talking about it and just showing clips and the footage to like go with what I'm talking about in the gameplay. And that's mainly, it's not just, oh, here I'm just playing the game and just talking. Like I like some like structured clips, but yeah.
So taking it to a deeper level.
Yeah.
Okay. Just, okay.
Yeah.
I didn't know they had a storyline.
Oh yeah, that's why I was like, I know the 2D does, but like that one, I think you got to read about that storyline. Like I don't know how you find out that storyline, but
that's like Legacy of Kain.
Yeah. So like that one, I was like, oh, there's a whole story here that goes from this game all the way to this game. And I'm like, a lot of people don't really notice. They only, if they look at one game, like if you look at Sonic 06, that's like the most hated Sonic game ever. But when you watch like all the storylines and now like, oh, like this is actually a dope whole story and it comes together and it concludes kind of nicely.
It is hated.
Yeah, they just hate the game because it came out so broken. Like, oh God.
Oh man, that's like Cyberpunk. Oh my God.
Yeah, oh God.
Man, you talk about 7 years of my life wasted. 7 years. I'm like, that game, it, you know, I actually finished it because I wasn't going to not finish that game. Like, I put too many years of my life into this game. And so when I found the workaround of saving like every action sequence, I save, action sequence, boom, save. So that was my workaround. Horrible. But story-wise, I finished as a Nomad. I liked it, the story, but yeah, that game broke in. There is no other game that should be broken that had that type of developers, time frame, everything that was on that. CD Projekt Red lost all their clout.
Yeah. They recently threw a patch out that apparently fixed it, but I don't know how well.
No one knows. No one cares anymore. Like, yeah. Like, give us The Witcher 4. Make that, and then we'll come back to another whatever the hell you're going to make. Oh, my God. Like, because as a long-time gamer, when something like that happens, I tend to, like, not want to buy nothing from you ever again. But at the same time, I'm like, all right, you guys made some great games. So I'm going to give you one last chance, not with a patch. You need a new game now. And because I can't. But it's like Hideo Kojima, which is my favorite developer or designer ever. No one will ever top him. I'm mad that, who was it? The people that make Silent Hill. Who makes Silent Hill?
Konami.
I'm mad that they had that beef in which that Silent Hill game that he was going to make didn't get made. Like, that's not made now? that beautiful game that I could have played? And then I'm mad because I deleted off my PlayStation. And then when it had that beef, people were like selling their PlayStation for like thousands of dollars. I'm like, holy shit. I can't get it back.
Yeah. That was funny because I'm even more heartbroken about that now because I just recently started getting into the Silent Hill like story. And like I'm like obsessed with the lore of it. And now knowing that game is, I'm like, bruh.
But there's hope apparently upon their horizon. Apparently they're like trying to mend their beef and we may get that game. There's a 25% chance that game may get made somewhere down the future. Probably, I'm gonna put that out there, world, who's ever watching this. 2030. We're gonna hear ramblings or that game's gonna come out. I'm gonna put it out there. When that's gonna be, Hideo's last game too. Because he's been in the game market for years. He's gonna play. So, yeah, I mean, I still haven't beaten. I'm one of them gamers that have like tons of games and haven't beaten like 20 of them.
Oh God.
I still haven't beaten Death Stranding. I'm like, why haven't I beaten this game yet? Oh, because this game came out. How come I haven't beaten that game?
Because that game came out.
I don't have time.
Yeah. Struggles.
The struggles of a gamer. Oh, shit. What am I going to do? Like, my boy right now, he's playing that game that drives people crazy. What game is that? Elden Ring.
Oh, God.
Losing his goddamn mind.
I'm hearing, even though, even aside from that, I'm hearing like great things about it. And it's literally like, because I don't really like those games either, and I never really played them. And I'm like, but everyone hyping this one, I'm like, should I cave in?
It looks beautiful. I'm not going to lie. It looks great. I'm just like, man, you have a blood pressure problem. You're screaming at the screen every 5 seconds. Nah, man. Yeah. I ain't with that.
Some days is over.
I don't mind, you know, some type of difficulty, but I don't want to lose my goddamn mind. Fuck. I still haven't played the latest Horizon Zero, which I gotta get. I'm a huge fan of the Horizon franchise, only because of the storyline and the setting. I love dystopian futures in which they have some type of connection to the past and that helps them, that they need to still have. I like stuff like that. What's your favorite game?
Oh,
if you had to pick a game. All right. On my spot, favorite game, Metal Gear Solid, Hideo. Don't ever be made again. It sucks. Second, Legacy of Kain franchise. You go.
Jeez. What would be my favorite? Damn.
Damn. Like on the spot, bro?
Yeah. I don't even got a video about that. I mean, I can't even name, like, I definitely like at least the trilogy of Halo, not the everything that came after that. Yeah.
Okay.
I actually recently started liking I played the reboot of the Tomb Raider trilogy.
I actually like that
a lot. The Evil Within, I like those.
I haven't played those yet.
They're nice. Especially, if you played them both back to back, there's the complete like gameplay change, but story is still great. It's like once you get over that, you'd be good.
If you had to pick a game franchise,
if I had to pick a franchise
that franchise can't be touched, all because you like everything that the elements that they had in it, the storyline, it's like the blueprint of what gaming should be.
It sucks because there's a lot of franchises I like. Like I said, like, but this franchise that they went too long and it kind of ruined like the whole thing. Like I said, Halo. I can only pick those first three. I can't. Like I just recently played the last one. I didn't really like it at all. And it was like, so I can't say, oh, this franchise. But what about those two games that came after? We ain't gonna talk about that.
I don't hate Halo. I hate the gameplay, if you will, but I do love the story. I'm a big fan of the Halo storyline.
Yeah.
I can't wait for the show. Even though everybody's harping on Katana. Like, I care less. There's always gonna be that one thing people hate on the show.
Yeah. I would even love to put the Assassin's Creed franchise up there, but
at
that point they also started, man. I'm like, bro,
is it Assassin's Creed anymore? Like, don't get me started on that franchise.
And I'm mad because, to be honest, I stopped playing Assassin's Creed like after probably four. I played Unity, and then I didn't play Syndicate. I skipped Syndicate completely.
Oh.
And then I played Origins, and I felt Origins. I felt Bayek should get a trilogy, as SEO did, because he's a great character.
Yeah.
So I got mad that they went and did the other two characters. I didn't even play those two.
They swept him under the rug. Yeah, quickly.
He was amazing character, bro.
I did not like it. For being the first one and everything, Egypt and all that, I'm like, y'all swept him under the rug really quick.
I like that man definitely deserved the whole trilogy.
Yeah, I love that. What I'm mad about the Assassin's Creed franchise, what really burst my bubble is that it doesn't have the in-your-face storyline of what the first three had. You know, like, this is what it's about. Boom, boom, boom. Humans discovering alien shit. X, Y, and Z. Like, that's what I miss. Like, now it's like, it's kind of there, but you have to like go look for it. I'm like, yo, man, I'm not sure what I'm looking for.
I don't even know what the story is.
I know what the story is. Like, right now I'm a Viking, and are there any more elements of that future before? What's happening?
I mean, I could tell you.
I'm pretty sure that I haven't beaten it yet.
They actually finished the main, like, I would say the quote-unquote main story through comics. So, like, you know about Juno, Minerva, and all of them.
Yes.
How one of them was, I think it was Juno who was trying to be evil and whatever.
Yeah, the one with crazy.
Yeah, they completely finished the whole storyline through the comics.
What?
Yeah. Like, that story is over, and I don't know what's going on in the games right now. I don't know what we're doing in the games, basically. Like, they have cut scenes of the modern story, but I have no clue what they're doing because that story is already over.
That is lame. It's like, you know, we're not messing with that storyline anymore.
Yeah.
It's part of the books. It's part of the books.
Let them figure it out somehow.
Like, if they're fans, they'll go find it. Like, yeah. I am a fan, but you guys didn't tell me.
Yeah, we didn't know this exists.
I know it exists. I thought that was just like filler stuff. You mean I gotta go? It's like, have you ever heard the show or watched the show The Blacklist?
The Blacklist. No, I have not.
Watch that show for one reason. When you watch that show, the first 3 to 4 seasons, you would look at the world completely different. Like, it is like, oh, that's because of this. Oh, that's because, oh, that's a Blacklist. Anyway, the Blacklist is pretty much James Spader, right? It's like if you're a James Spader fan, like, I grew up watching it. I'm an 80s kid. So James Spader is notoriously known for like having bad guy roles. He's had like one or two good guy roles. And his entire career has been like the asshole or the dick. But he's like really good at them. And like the Blacklist role is like the combination. It's his entire career has been dedicated to this role. Like, this is the role he's been waiting for. And it's about pretty much he was a government person. He was an admiral who became a worldwide crook, if you will. And now he's like number one chase the problem. All governments hate him. They're chasing him, but he's the criminal element and everything. And he turns himself in, because this is the commercial, so I'm not spoiling enough. He turns himself in to the American authorities in order to help them find people that they never knew existed just doing messed up stuff. I was like, these are people that you never knew existed. And they're like, they're in places that you never knew. They're in high government positions. They're at the lowest level, and they're the top of their positions, right? So and every episode he helps them find them, right? So that's that. I found out season five, mind you, that there's a comic books. There are comic books. In which they're finding other blacklisters. So like, what the fuck? And they're like very integral, like, what? I would never know. I gotta find these books.
I don't know why they do that. I mean, it's cool when they do it for certain games. I feel like some games, they don't completely flesh out certain characters. It's cool. But it's like, if that was your main point of your story, I'm like,
right? I don't know. It's like, holy hell. Hold on for a second.
It's all right.
All right. Hathu, my baby girl, text me something. She wanted to know something. I was like, all right. Gotcha. Hey, baby. I told her every time I'm doing something online, streaming, Zooming, like, you know, I always give you a shout out if you pop in my brain or somewhere along the line, I'm giving you a shout out. Anyway, so video games, comic books, manga, podcasting, music. Man, it seems like we're in the same realm. we're in the same realm, bro. Are you a tech person?
To a degree. I don't sit there and study it. I guess, I don't know. If I need to know about it, I'll pick it up and understand it. But I don't sit there and try to learn everything that's going on in tech.
Yeah. I would say I'm 50-50 with that, what you just said. Like, sometimes I try to. Sometimes I'm like, I'll get the cliff notes. Like, oh, okay, that's cool. What else? What about health? Like physical health?
That's I don't know. I don't think I'm 100% there yet.
Your thoughts? Are you trying to make, you know, amends to it? Things like that?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. I am because like what it was when I was younger, I was an athlete. I was athletic.
Okay.
But when I went into like my depression and all that, I completely threw that life away for my creative life. So that's when I started doing music and all of that. So to get back to that, I guess, is where I need to finally to combine both lives together, I guess.
What I found, what was easier for what you just said, that's what I did. What I did, this will help you. Maybe we could find out. Are you planning on doing music again?
I'm always doing music.
Are you already doing music? I stopped. I'm one of the people that own and off.
I don't constantly, I'll make an album or whatever, and then I'll back up. Like, I don't try to sit there. I'm not trying to like constantly catch people's attention. Like, I like to make a good project and like, all right, let Jackson.
Exactly. Exactly. Yeah. So technically I have two albums. The first one was like in my youth. And then I have like filler collabs that I did with people. And then the second album is what I did like about a few years ago, like 4 or 5 years ago. And that one was the album that helped me get through my depression and helped me get a new mind state. And I utilized that as a form of it because I'm a chaos magician, if you will. So I utilize that as a form of a spell. And like, I want this to actually not just be to help me get out, but I also want to help have this. I want this to help me help other people as well. So that whole album was a thing about, it was a storyline about breakup, going through the motions of the breakup, and realizing that you have to love yourself at the end. So like, if you listen to the album A to B, that's the formulation of it. So the second album I'm working on is a combination of the rebirth of it. Like, all right, this album is going through the despair and ultimately dying. And then the second album is gonna be the rebirth of it. And then the third album is gonna be, That's why I can't finish the second album right now. I need to have the third album in place, or at least the concept. But I utilized that also with the first album to get the health, the physical health of it, because I needed to think about characters, if you will, like comic book characters, manga characters. There's this TED talk with this lady. Her name is Danica. Sometimes she goes by Comic Book Girl 13. Got something. Comic Book Girl 19. And she had this TED talk years ago, like 2013. And it's like one of my favorite TED talks of all TED talks, maybe because I'm a nerd. And she goes, in order to like, if you want to become something, think about your favorite character in the boat, in the pod. I'm cliff noting her brain. And your favorite character, good and bad. So if you want to be Dr. Doom, take that element of Dr. Doom. And what would Dr. Doom be like in the world you're trying to build? Then she says, now think of a character that you don't want to be like. And the person that she named kind of hit me right in this chest. And I'm like, that's my favorite character. She goes, I don't like Peter Parker. I was like, ah, God damn it. Because Peter Parker has the worst luck. And he always admits to it. I have that Peter Parker luck. I was like, oh man, she's right. He always, he gives that thing power. I was like, so when maybe that's something that you can probably utilize into your mental, physical health thing. I'm not sure. I always mention to other people when it comes to like utilize characters. Both, she said, it doesn't have to be comic book characters. It can be like real people that you look up to, but you just take that element of what they represent. And you know, I'm like, that's dope. I never really thought about it that way, but I like to utilize it in the form of the comic book world, because you know they're way different than a regular person. That actually saved my life, actually. True story. So last year I caught COVID. Ooh. Yeah, and I had to be admitted, and I was there for like 9 days. And on the third day, I gave up for like about 30 seconds. I gave up. I couldn't breathe my lungs. This is horrible. I'm like, and then something popped in my brain. And I'm like, what would Matt Murdock do? Daredevil. Like, what would he do there? Like, if he had a bad night of crime fighting and he's all messed up and bleeding everywhere, he still has to go out and fight the Kingpin or Bullseye, whatever. Or he can call Luke Cage or whoever, like, hey man, I'm all messed up, I'm here, can you go handle my lightweight? But if he does that, he'll be doing that for the rest of his life. He'll be relying on other people to like do the most mundane tasks for the rest of his life because he gave up. So I'm like, all right, I gotta fight through this. I gotta fight through this pain of breathing. And so, man, it was just a recycle of what Daredevil would do. And that got me through it, brother.
That's dope.
But I'm glad we had this talk, man. I wish you the best. I probably talk more than you. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if that hurt you or not.
Nah, that's all good. Because this is my first time being on someone else's, so I never know how I would react on someone else's platform myself. So
hey, no, man.
This is my first time experiencing this.
I'm glad to have you back on.
Yeah, hey, I'll definitely be glad to come on.
Yeah, man. We'll have something else to talk, man. Shoot, like what do you plan on doing pop culture wise, other than the things that you have going on for your personal podcast that you maybe want to talk about, like for example, you know what, anything that you got going on. If you're gaming, if you're board gaming, if you're watching a movie show, you know, like post it up, let me know, man. We'll talk about that. Cause I'll watch it. If I can play it, I'll play it, see what's going on. We can talk about that. Or better yet, if you're an avid reader of manga, like you're getting back to it, you can like come on, talk about the books you read, recommend them, and I'll do the same on my end, whatever things that I read.
Yeah, that'd be dope. I actually did a video talking about, because I read this manga and it really like motivated me a lot to talk about it. But I didn't talk about it in a review way. I talked about the storyline, but I also tried to relate it to, because they talked about a lot of like mental health and trauma in the manga. So I was like talking about my storyline and how other people fit and how it all works together. So it's like, I definitely get talking about other mangas, and that'd be cool as well. Cause
yeah.
It'd be good ones that I really be like, and a lot of people don't be watching it or reading it. Like,
yeah, there's a lot of mangas. I never knew how much. Like, holy shit, a lot of books.
Yeah, I'm definitely trying to get into it a lot more now.
You know what? That's a good idea. We can combine them, the comic books and the manga side, and see where they intersect. Like, if the storylines intersect mental health wise, see where different mind states and things are like. I like seeing different parts of the world mesh. Anyway, what time is it? Was it like 2 o'clock over there?
3 o'clock. Go up there and wait for 3 o'clock. Yeah. Oh,
well, I gotta go take a shower. I gotta do my yoga session now. But it's been a blast, brother. One more time. Tell the people out there where they can find you, hear you, where you're gonna be at, all that jazz.
I never have all this planned, but like I said, I'm on YouTube and even on Twitch. I'm Digital Relaxation on there. I'm trying to get a more solid streaming schedule down, but if you just want to follow, my podcast, Relaxing Thoughts Podcast, you can hear that on most major platforms. My music, I have a Bandcamp. I do not know what it's called, but I think it's Rome Music. I'm not sure.
Okay.
But yeah, that's mainly it for now. I'm trying to, as you mentioned, I'm trying to expand with more, doing more group stuff with other people, my friends. So let me get that started. Yeah.
Send me a link when you get a chance. Send me a link of all your links.
Yeah, I think
I can put them in the YouTube.
Yeah, I think I have one of those things too. So yeah, something like a link tree or whatever that is.
All right.
Yeah.
I like to market people. You know, if they don't gel with me, they can gel with you, and vice versa. You know, I'm not here to like make money. I'm here to, as I told my girl the other day, like before I leave this planet, I want to leave something behind that helps people.
so that's twice you kind of meant, you referenced my last episode without knowing. my last episode of my podcast, I had a guest and we talked about dreams. That was and you mentioned dreams earlier. But we talked about dreams the whole time, and at one point we talked about the importance of why we're making podcasts, about leaving our story behind and leaving our legacy behind, because we'd rather us tell our story instead of someone else. So it's like,
exactly,
our story is here for you guys to listen to. So yeah, so that's dope.
it's like those drawings on caveman walls.
Yeah,
that's exactly what it is. It's like, well, what did they do? I don't know, but they had spears.
They're going crazy out there.
All right, everybody. Thank you for tuning in. This is the Danger Room. I'm your boy, Dilemma Mutinous. Rome's in the house. If you have mental health issues, please call someone, talk someone. Remember, happiness is only one footstep away. Peace.